Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We give glory and honor to God. Amen. Because He is good all the time. No matter what the day brings, the Lord is good. And no matter what the day brings, the Lord is working on our behalf in ways that we cannot see and we do not know until He Himself manifested before our eyes. Amen. And bring us joy. And He does it every single time. Amen. Weeping endures but for a night, the Word of God says. But joy comes in the morning. Amen. We give God glory today. Let's pray. First of all, let's announce where we're reading from. We're coming from Numbers chapters 29 through 32 today. Amen. Now, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise, giving you glory. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made, Lord God, that we might be free and free indeed. Lord God, that we might be able to come to the throne of grace boldly. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege, hallelujah, being able to come forward and to make our supplications known, to make our requests known before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness, Lord God. See the secret prayers in our hearts, Lord God, the things that we cannot utter aloud to another person. See those things, Lord God, because those things, Lord God, we cry loud within ourselves. Oh, Father, and also, Lord God, heal, Lord God, our bodies, Lord, heal our minds, heal our spirits this morning, tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, heal our relationships, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal, Lord God, our souls, Lord God, our relationship with you, and draw us nearer, closer to you, Lord God, in this hour. Father, bless the word right now in the name of Jesus as we go forward, Lord. Open up our minds and our hearts to receive, Lord God, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Help us, Lord, to be able to glean from your word on today, Lord God, that you would have for us to understand, Lord God. Give us a takeaway of the things that we're reading, Lord God. Something, Lord God, that will make cause us to remember, amen, thus says the Lord God. Oh, Lord God, help us to understand that is written in your word in the way that you wrote it, Lord God, not in the way that men have interpreted it through time and space, Lord God, but in the way from the mind of God, Lord. Give us your mind, Lord God, in this word, Lord God, so that we, Lord, can go forth according to your will and honor you in all that we do. Bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of us all, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord, the God of my salvation, my Savior, the truth, hallelujah, my strength, my provider, my keeper. Lord God, I thank you, my salvation, my deliverer. Oh, Lord God, the lifter of my head, the Lord strong and mighty, I give you glory today. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're reading from Numbers chapters 29 through 32 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, for it is a day of blowing the trumpets. You shall offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord, one young bull, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, 2/10 for a ram, and 1/10 for each of the seven lambs. Also, one kid of the goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering with its grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offering, according to their ordinance, as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 10th day of this 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma, one young bull, one ram, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, 2/10 for the one ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 kids. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the sin offering for atonement, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offering. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year. They shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 2nd day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number, according to the ordinance. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular offering, burnt offering, with its grain offering and their drink offering. On the 3rd day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their numbers, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 4th day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for their kids by their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 5th day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering, according to the and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their numbers, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 6th day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat offering as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 7th day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number after the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 8th day, you shall have a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. These you shall present to the Lord at your appointed feast, besides your vowed offerings and your free will offerings, as your burnt offerings and your grain offerings, as your drink offerings and your peace offerings. So Moses told the children of Israel everything, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Or if a woman makes a vow to the Lord and binds herself by some agreement while in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow, and the agreement by which she has bound herself and her father and her father holds his peace, then all her vows shall stand, and every agreement with which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father overrules her on the day that he hears, then none of her vows nor her agreements by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will release her because her father overruled her. If indeed she takes a husband while bound by her vows or by a rash utterance from her lips by which she bound herself, and her husband hears it and makes no response to her on the day that he hears, then her vows shall stand, and her agreements by which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband overrules her on that day that he hears it, he shall make void her vow which she took and what she uttered with her lips by which she bound herself, and the Lord will release her. Also, any vow of a widow or a divorced woman by which she has bound herself shall stand against her. If she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by an agreement with an oath, and her husband heard it and made no response to her and did not overrule her, then all her vows shall stand, and every agreement by which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband truly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatever proceeded from her lips concerning her vows or concerning the agreement binding her, it shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord will release her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict her husband may confirm it, or her husband may make it void. Now if her husband makes no response whatever to her from day to day, then he confirms all her vows or all the agreements that bind her. He confirms them because he made no response to her on the day that he heard them. But if he does make them void after he hears them, then she shall bear. If he does make them void after he heard them, then he shall bear her guilt. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, and between a father and his daughter in her youth in her father's house. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterwards you shall be gathered to your people. So Moses spoke to the people, saying, arm some of yourselves for war, and let them go against the Midianites to take vengeance for the Lord on Midian. 1,000 from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war. So there were recruited from the divisions of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Then Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, with the holy articles and the signal trumpets in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, just as the Lord commanded Moses. And they killed all the males. They killed the king of Midian with the rest of those who were Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with the sword. And the children of Israel took the women of Midian captive with their little ones, and took as spoil all their cattle, all their flocks, and all their goods. They also burned with fire all the cities where they dwelt, and all their forts, and they took all the spoil and all the booty of the man and beast. Then they brought the captives, the booty, and the spoil to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. And Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds who had come from the battle. And Moses said to them, have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women cause the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Beor. And there was a plague among the congregation of Israel. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known a man intimately. But keep alive for yourselves all the young girls who have not known a man intimately. As for you, remain outside the camp 7 days, whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain. Purify yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. Purify every garment, everything made of leather, everything woven of goat's hair, and everything made of wood. Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone out to battle, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire, you shall put through water, and you shall wash your clothes on the seventh day and be clean, and afterward you may come into the camp." Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Count up the plunder that was taken of man and beast, you and Eleazar the priest and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the plunder into two parts between those who took part in the war, who went out to the battle, and all the congregation, and the levy, and levy a tribute for the Lord on the men of war who went out to battle, one of every 500 of the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as a heave offering to the Lord. And from the children of Israel's half you shall take one of every 50, drawn from persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep, from all the livestock, and give them to the Levites who keep charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar did as the Lord commanded Moses. The booty remaining from the plunder which the men of war had taken was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, one of women who had not known a man intimately, and the half, the portion for those who had gone out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675, and the cattle were 35,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 62. The persons was 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And from the children of Israel's half, which Moses separated from the men who fought, now the half belonging to the congregation was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. And from the children of Israel's half, Moses took one of every 50 drawn from man and beast and gave them to the Levites who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Therefore, we have brought an offering for the Lord, and every man found an ornament of gold, armlets and bracelets and signet rings and rings, earrings and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from them, all the fashioned ornaments and all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord, from the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the captains of thousands, of hundreds, and brought it into the tabernacle of meeting as a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead, that indeed the region was a place for livestock, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, "Ataroth, Dibon, Jezer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Eleah, Shebam, Nebo, and Beon, the country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Therefore they said, 'If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan.' And Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, 'Shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Now why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord has given them?' Thus your fathers did, and I sent them away from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol, they saw the land. They discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. So the Lord's anger was aroused on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, surely none of the men who came up from Egypt from 20 years old and above shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kizanite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. So the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And look, you have risen in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn away from following him, you will once again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Then they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here with our livestock and cities for our little children, but we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones will dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every one of the children of Israel has received his inheritance, for we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on the eastern side of the Jordan. Then Moses said to them, if you do this thing, if you arm yourselves before the Lord for the war, and all your armed men cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be blameless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and you be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do what has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our livestock will be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will cross over, every man armed for war, before the Lord to battle, just as my Lord says. So Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the chief cities of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben cross over the Jordan with you, every man armed for battle before the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead as a possession. But if they do not cross over armed with you, they shall have possessions among you and the land of Canaan. Then the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord has said to your servants, so will we do, and we will cross over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, but the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us on this side of the Jordan. So Moses gave the children of Gad and the children of Reuben and to half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the king of Shihon, the king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land with its cities, with its borders, the cities of surrounding country. And the children of Gad built Dibon and Ataroth and Aor and Arth and Shophan and Jesser and Jogbeha, Beth Nimrah and Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon and Eleah and Girjasham and Nebo and Baal Meon, their names being changed to Shibma, and they gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead and took it and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt in it. Also Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its small cities and called them Havoth Jair. And Noba went and took Kenneth and its villages, and called it Noba after his own name. I have read and you have heard from Numbers chapter 29 through 32 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, every day that the Lord allows you is a day of salvation. It is a day of realignment. It is a day that you can improve and be healed and break through and receive the great salvation, amen, that Jesus came and formed for each and every one of us. Amen. He is soon to return. The days are winding up and the times are becoming more and more evil. It is becoming dangerous for our children to go into the schools just to learn. Amen. It's becoming that day that it's time for us to bring them into our homes and teach them ourselves. Amen. The Lord is soon to return. Amen. And he is beckoning after your heart. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Let him in. Let him in. Amen. And he will bless you. He will show you great and mighty things that you knew not of, that you could not have ever imagined, that you did not know existed. Because he loves you, amen, he will make his abode with you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. His name is Jesus, and there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus saves, only Jesus, him alone. There is salvation in no other. The others are lies, deceptions, amen, to trick us out of our inheritance. Amen. But Jesus saves, and he will, he will, he will, he will, he will, amen, fix it for you. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.